cold front is working through our area this afternoon and this evening. With that cold front, there are a few scattered snow showers and a couple of bursts of heavier snow, so you may run into a few snow showers over the next couple of hours. As the front sinks to the south, the snow showers will dry up, and we're going to see temperatures take a tumble following that frontal passage, as it's going to turn quite cold tonight. Lows will drop off into the single digits and teens across the area tonight, and we'll even have some areas go below zero across northern New York and northern Vermont. Tomorrow will be a cold and dry day. Temperatures will only be in the teens to near 20 tomorrow afternoon. Then a system comes through tomorrow night into Friday with some light snow. It's not going to accumulate to a great amount of snow, but I do expect there to be a covering to an inch to maybe three across most of our area. I am concerned about slippery roads for the Friday morning commute, so plan ahead for some extra travel time. There's also the likelihood that there will be some school delays on Friday morning. Then our focus turns to a more substantial system over the weekend. It still looks like we have a pretty good chance of getting hit quite hard by the storm. However, it's still a bit early to say exactly who will see what. Odds are quite good that somebody in our area will be hit with a heavy amount of snow, but it's still too early to say exactly where that axis of heavy snow will be. It could end up being across northern New York and northern Vermont, and maybe farther south, right over the capital region. And the other concern is that there may be some areas of icing due to freezing rain south of that area of heaviest snow. And with ice, there's always the potential for power outages. So the deal is this. Plan ahead that there's going to be stormy weather over the weekend. It's still too early for me to tell you exactly who's going to see what kind of weather right now, but it looks like odds are pretty good that we're going to be hit with a rather significant winter storm coming up into the weekend, but the details are to be determined as we get a little bit closer. There's also the potential for some rain to mix in, especially farther south. So the trends are all over the place with this, and I don't want to commit to anything too detailed at this point because it's still a few days out, but at least be aware that storm potential does definitely exist for the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clearing, breezy, and much colder, lows in the single digits above and below zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun with some afternoon clouds, much colder, with highs in the teens to near 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clearing, breezy, and much colder, lows in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some afternoon clouds, much colder, with highs in the teens to near 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, clearing, breezy, and much colder, with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some afternoon clouds, much colder, with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, clearing, breezy, and much colder, a low around 10. Then for tomorrow, a mix of sunshine and some afternoon clouds, much colder, with a high around 20. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with some light snow mainly during the morning, though it might continue with some light snow across the north Friday afternoon, a high of 28 to 34. Then on Saturday, increasing clouds with snow after dark, and highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.